Just Now Podcast, we are on the air. It is your boy, Darnell Sparrow. You know the rest. He is the notorious Antoine Smooth. What's going on?
What is going on, man?
Man, it's been a crazy day and a half. Man,
yeah.
we gonna talk about the impact sacrifice. We're gonna do predictions on that. But there are a couple things we got. Well, one thing we got to talk about and one thing I'm going to bring up. So I'm going to bring up what happened to me yesterday. So yesterday I got a video message from my man, Brian Barth, B-A-R-T-H. Check him out on his Facebook page Tuesday nights, 5 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock on the East Coast. He's an autographed sports memorabilia. If you follow me on my personal page, you see all the jerseys that's hung up across the wall. All that from that man. Awesome prices. Certificate of authenticity. None of it's fake.
Man, I think I need to cop some of that then. That's okay.
I mean, it's a steal.
Okay.
But so I had sent him some cards that I had, you know, in my closet. You know, I'm not a seller. I don't do stuff like that. So I sent it to him. Make a little money off it. Well, not just doing a good deed. Somebody could do something with him. Didn't ask him for no money, nothing, right?
All right.
So he hits me up. And he was like, I got to give you something for it. So I ended up getting a Chrome LSU, the little small LSU helmets, right?
Right.
And that was cool. So he was like, well, you know, he's friends with Leonard Marshall, two-time Super Bowl champion, played at LSU. Should be in the Hall of Fame. It's a shame that he's not. Two-time second team All-Pro in the Giants Ring of Honor. And I was like, oh, he said, yeah, I'm going to meet up with him, get an autograph for you. I was like, okay, that's dope. He went a little further.
Okay.
Yesterday, I get a video message. Guess who's on the other end of that? Uh-oh.
It was him.
That same Super Bowl champion.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, because I remember he said he was going to do something like a video. I'm thinking he was going to do like a cameo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just record it and send it to me.
Right.
But no, I got live and in color, Leonard Marshall was on the other side of my phone.
Man.
And showed me the chrome helmet that I'm getting, and he signed. You know, asked me where I'm from. You know, we talked about the areas. You know, we both grew up in. So yeah, he hometown. He's from Louisiana.
Yeah.
Like I said, he grew up in the areas I came out of.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was an honor, cause you don't get to do that much. You don't get to, not too many times you get to meet a Super Bowl champion, let alone a 2-time Super Bowl champion. Oh.
And then you get an LSU legend himself.
LSU legend, a man with 83 and a half sacks as a D lineman, and he's not in the Pro Bowl. They got people with stats not even better than him. And they're in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, like I say, he played for the Giants from 83 to 92. Then he went to the Jets in 93, played for the then Washington Redskins in 94, retired at 33 years old.
Yeah, because, some guys, you know, even today, they retiring early. I understand why, you know. They figure, like, for example, the running backs,
mm-hmm.
they talk about how when they get over 30, that, you know, they pretty much wind down their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
They got a lot of wear and tear, so, yeah, I can understand.
But the good news, when he retired as a Giant. So that was cool.
Yeah.
Retired, I mean, you know, for a tackle, you know, that's young, and you got two Super Bowls coming out of it.
Right.
I mean, that was dope. I said, God chanted to meet him. I thought that was great. So shout out to my man, Brian. Again, Brian Barth, B-A-R-T-H, every Tuesday on his Facebook page, 5 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Eastern, because he's out in Jersey. Like I said, it's all legit. I'll vouch for it. That's it. You get all the autographs. You get certificate of authenticity. on a lot of this stuff. So no faking.
And I was gonna ask you this here, Darnell. I saw on your Facebook. Now I said, how in the world? Now this was from the same person, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world did this man here get Larry Holmes' Eastern Assassin boxers?
Yes.
I'm like, wow. And then I looked at him. I said, wow, that's what he used to wear. Like, this was before he fought Tyson. This was like early Larry Holmes. That.
Yes. And I don't do. I got those. I got Vinny Pazienza shorts.
Yeah.
Vinny Paz, man from WrestleMania.
What?
I got an autographed boxing glove from Vinny Pazienza. I got a picture with his autograph on it. I got some. I don't know if you saw. I'm surprised you ain't bring it up. I got a gold. I got a gold dust robe he signed.
Gold dust robe. Yeah, I did see that.
I mean, I got a.
I saw that.
Got the Bullet Club hockey jersey, Kenny Omega sign. Got the turnbuckle pad, Kenny Omega sign. I got players across. I got World Series, Hall of Famers, Yankee Hall of Famer. I got a picture. LT, he signed it. See, all the jerseys across my wall are signed. And all legit.
That is crazy.
And it's I mean, the prices are crazy. I felt like I'm robbing him. But yeah,
like Sugar Ray or Tommy Hearns.
Oh, let him get one of them.
Give me one Sugar Ray Leonard or Tommy Hearns or Marvin Hagler.
Yeah, I got a. Oh, and I got a glove. It's a glove, USA glove, signed by former heavyweight champion Merciless Ray Mercer.
Merciless Ray Mercer.
The man who whooped Tommy Morrison.
Tommy Morrison, yeah.
Bounced him like a bad chick.
Yeah, that was, he beat the brakes off him. Yes, he did.
Oh yeah, like I said, got some autographed baseballs I just got in there. Like I said, got some stuff coming in. But yeah, that was dope. I appreciate that.
That's cool, man. That is awesome.
Now, let's talk about the other thing.
All right.
You knew it was coming. We talked about it offline. When did Stokely Hathaway bring back the Nation of Domination?
I saw it. I said, man, what in the Farouk is
yes.
this? I said, he had on that Nation of Domination. This was like when they had Karma Mustafa.
Yes. And when all of them was wearing it.
This was after crushing Savio.
Yes. Yeah. And you know what's funny,
man,
considering?
I was laughing, dude. I was cracking up when I saw that.
And you know what's funny, considering he's not a wrestler? He sold the moves real good.
He really did, yeah.
I don't know, it's just something about him. See, I would like, if I was a wrestler, I would love for him to be my manager.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, man. He'll be the first person on my list.
Yeah, because
he got in the camera and he said, "Dom, I ain't a killer, but don't push me."
I mean, he's very convincing.
Yeah, and then he dressing up like Professor Griff.
Oh, I was like, oh, no, I went for the Fight the Power remix to come out.
Man, I'm really liking what Stokely Hathaway doing right now with the different gimmicks that he's wearing and. Now he's getting in the ring, but you know them gimmick matches he having.
Yeah.
With Hook and stuff. That was the perfect person to do it with.
Yep.
It was with Hook. Yeah. Hook took care of him.
Yeah, he did. Cause he liked the suplex. He could have easily. Cause one move, I saw, looked like he hurt him bad, but he took it.
Yeah. That, on the outside, I said, "Ooh, Stokely got hurt off that one."
I was like, "Yep, he did."
Yeah. But that was cool, though.
I was like, Stokely, no.
It came out to that Farouk Nation of Domination.
Oh, and we ain't done this in a while. I got to bring this up, too. What in the leather Chester Cheetah was Seth Rollins had on?
don't know.
I'm like my uncle had that same rug in 74.
I wanted to say, this is beautiful. What is that, brother? I sure wanted to say that.
I'm like, what in the disco dynamite is this?
Right. I'm like, you trying to be, Vern the King, Joffrey Joe Fur or something?
I'm like, shit. And then when you got laid out, you know, they had the picture of the rug laid out and sat around and laid out on the other side.
What the rugs remind you, like the
70s rug? That's what pimps used to have. They go get the rug. That's about a $500 rug back then. Back then that was expensive, and you had it draped across took up your whole living room with the head of the tiger still in the front.
But it was
comfortable though. They'll tell you, yeah, this is South African, gorilla cheetah.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
A South African gorilla
cheetah. I'm like, yeah, but it was made in Kansas, so how does that work? I mean, you got this off the street.
You said that ain't no Kansas or what? What was that store? No Kansas or what?
Ain't no Michael's of Kansas City.
Michael, yeah.
No, that's Harold from down the street.
Yeah.
Talking about he caught the tiger and skinned it himself. No, he... I'm like, how he...
That's the kind of suit you sell at a pawn shop over the
sun. I'm like, how you caught that tiger and skinned it and you scared of dogs? No, that don't make sense.
Uh-oh. I think that was probably his loudest one.
Yeah, then it looked like it was pleather.
Yeah. I said, Seth, you're going too far now.
I'm like, we need to find out who is responsible for this.
Because at the time, him and Becky tried to outdo each other.
Yes.
As far as outfits go.
Yeah, Becky was going more like a Pat Benatar type route. Like an 80s rock chick.
Right.
I still remember when
Becky went to the desk, you know, that was Jerry Lawler was guest commentating.
Mm-hmm.
And she had that big red fur coat and she put his crown on her head.
I was like, ooh, I'm like, this is a Kool-Aid special right here.
Yeah. I was like, they trying to outdo each other. They doing this on purpose.
Yes, they had to.
Yeah.
I'm like, I gotta know. What is he gonna wear for WrestleMania? Because, you know, last year.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, what in the Rocky Horror Picture Show is this?
I was like, man, everybody saw. I know one person said he looked like he dressed like a cult leader.
Hmm.
And all the people were there, Yeah.
I'm like, don't do it. Like, I'm like,
I can't imagine what you're gonna wear. That is gonna be nuts.
Cause we got past the fact. When you was WWE champion, you were champ. You was wearing that all white all the time.
Right. Ooh. Remember, everybody, he's facing Logan Paul at WrestleMania, so we ain't gonna tell. It's gonna be something movie based.
Yes.
Seth Rollins gonna have on. It's gonna have to be.
I mean, just don't let it be tacky.
If it's something with Dolomite, that's it. I'm cool with.
I'm like, no, that ain't Dolomite. That's Dola White. What is this?
Yeah. Them old Dolomite I don't know.
If he come down the aisle with the Godfather, I'm shutting it off. I don't even watch it no more.
Yeah.
Now that's all I'm gonna say about that. But that was our monologue before we get into what we here for. We here to talk about Impact Wrestling Sacrifice, which takes place tomorrow, March 24th, from the St. Clair College in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. They ain't been there in a while.
I heard of that place.
Yeah, they used to do a lot of their tapings there.
Yeah.
This is the 14th edition of Sacrifice.
14th. Yeah,
and they haven't been to St. Clair College, their first show since 2019.
Dang.
We got 9 matches on the card, so let's go on and run through them. We got Kenny King going one-on-one with PCO. Now, real quick, let's talk about the resurgence of PCO. You go back in time, I bet he never thought he would be as hot as his age now.
Right. And for those that don't know, he used to be Pierre of the Quebecers back in the day.
Yeah, Pierre of Quebec. He was Jean-Paul Lafitte.
Lafitte, he was Jean-Paul Lafitte, right. Looked like a pirate type.
Yeah. He was the amazing French-Canadian, Pierre Carl Ouellet.
Ouellet, that's right.
This man, 55 years old.
Still going.
And just like a resurgence.
Yeah.
Because
now, yeah, and then as far as Kenny King go, like we said, he's a group guy.
Yeah, and see, Kenny King.
Well, he's in the group.
Kenny King is kind of... Kenny King to me is like Conan.
He's a group guy.
Yeah, he's a group guy. He's not gonna get named until he get in the group.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a great wrestler.
Oh yeah, they take that from him. He's just a group guy.
By himself.
Yeah.
He has to be a group to kind of make it work. But when he joined La Facción Incornables, I'm like, that didn't make no sense.
He ain't even Spanish. Yeah.
Not even. Like I said, I'm gonna go with the former Ring of Honor champion on this one.
Yeah.
With PCO. Like I said, it's just amazing how some people get better when they get older. And he's doing some crazy stuff. He's still flipping. He's still going through tables. I'm surprised he's still, the stuff I ain't seen him go through, I'm surprised he's still walking.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So definitely got to give him props for that. We got the Impact Digital Media Championship on the line. Joe Henry against the former champion, Brian Myers. Got to ask you, what is this fascination with Joe Henry?
Man, I don't know.
Because it's like, Joe Henry is an Impact, is like Orange Cassidy in AEW.
No, he's dead.
Joe Henry is hot. Joe Henry is hot, especially, you know, overseas. You know, he comes out, he sings. Because he's Scottish. You know, he sings. You know, he sings his theme songs. That one he did for Matt Cardona was hilarious. The one he did called him Edges B.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. I'm gonna go with the hot guy, cause they see something in him. I mean, like I said, he's been, you know, different promotions, been in Impact a few times before, but it's something about him that they see. I mean, he's over.
Yeah.
When he want to get you, he gonna sing to you. Couple folks didn't find that out the hard way. You know, Brian Meyer found out, Mac Cardona found out, Moose found out. Let's see, we got return match. Jonathan Gresham, Speedball Mike Bailey. I was wrong the last time they went at it. And said Gresham was going to take it, and he didn't.
Yeah.
But when they go at it, I mean, they tear the house down. Like I said, you got Mike Bailey, former X Division champion. You got Jonathan Gresham, former Ring of Honor champ, world champion, pure champion.
Yeah.
He was six-man tag, but that too. I mean, the dude is very underrated.
I like his gear too. I like that squid mask he wears.
Yeah, the octopus
or whatever. Yeah.
But to me, it's just something about him being an Impact. I don't think it works for me. I don't think it's working for me. I think right now he needs to go back to Ring of Honor. But I think he kind of burned his bridge with Tony Khan.
Yeah.
Why he left in the first place.
Yeah.
That's why he took the title off you, genius. I mean, you had to understand, when you were champion, COVID was going on. There wasn't no shows. You were defending the title in other promotions.
Right.
You was a damn good champion. You better call Tony. I'm like, listen, let me come home. Cause I think he would be a strong asset in Ring of Honor, especially now.
So Impact ain't really doing nothing for him.
Not to me.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Not to me at all. So with that being said, I'm gonna give it the Speedball.
Okay.
And Speedball, that sound like that don't sound 1980s. I don't know what it is.
That's on. That was a drug back in the day called Speed. Yep. Okay, together. Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. Putting the eight ball.
Yes.
Man.
And the way we move around, you never know, but we not going to assume.
Right.
We're not going to assume. We got the Impact World Tag Team Championships on the line. We got Bullet Club, Ace Austin and Chris Bay against TMDK, which stands for the Mighty Don't Kneel, Bad Dude Tito, and Shane Hayes. Now, somebody, Shane Hayes.
The Mighty Don't Kneel. I like that name.
The Mighty Don't Kneel. Zach Sabre Jr.'s group.
Yeah.
Now, Shane Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably asking yourself, because some of you came to me and be like, that dude looks familiar. As he should. You ever heard of that dude called Slapjack?
Mm-hmm.
Shane Thorne,
that's right.
That's who that is. His former tag team partner from was it TM61 from NXT is in that group too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember them. Yeah.
Cause TMDK, that was the man formerly known as Bronson Reed. That was his group. He was the leader of that group.
Uh-huh.
I believe now Zack Sabre Jr. is running it with that ugly IWGP television title.
Man, that thing now. I was gonna rant about that title, but I don't want to.
We gotta do it because I see we had to get past the CWA championship for a long time.
Yeah.
And then we get this. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what kid made that?
Right.
I'm like, that is a ugly belt. I'm sorry. I can't do nothing with it. I'm like, can I get a trophy?
Yeah.
Cause it looked like a ring.
They used to give out trophies.
I'm like, that looked like a big ring. And then it said new NJPW on it.
Yeah.
You look at the picture, it'll probably look nice if it was a ring, but no.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
I'm glad. They finally took Chris Bay and Ace Austin and got them where they should have been a long time ago. Cause both of them are good.
That Jay White is gone. It's gonna be a little different. See, you know, he was the leader. I just wonder what's gonna be the future for them, the Bullet Club now, since Jay White's gone.
Oh no, they ain't going. They ain't going. Well, let's see who. Let's see if they even tell who the lead is. Cause at first, I'm gonna tell you. At first, I wasn't real keen to Chris Bay being in the group. That's one of them ones. You had to adjust. Now I really thought he wasn't gonna last.
But he stuck it out, and Jay accepted him. I remember Jay was actually the one that put him in.
Yep.
He wanted him to come in. Yeah, and he stuck with him. I thought they gonna pull a Booker T on him. They were NWO.
Yep.
No, that didn't happen.
Let's see. I'm looking at the current members in Japan. Bad Luck Fale, Chris Owens, David Finley, Dick Togo, El Phantasmo, Evil, Ghetto, Kenta, Sho, Taiji Ishimori, and Yujiro Takahashi. So if I had to guess.
Yeah.
So if I had to guess, I would say Kenta is probably running things right now. If I had to guess.
He's one of the veteran of the group, ain't he?
Yeah. Him and Takahashi. Takahashi been there since 2014, so he's the long, him and Bad Luck Fale are the longest tenure.
Yeah. Okay.
But if I had to guess, I would say tentatively about. Not real sure. But I'm surprised they didn't put, you know, Shane Hayes with his regular partner.
Yeah.
Probably would have gave him a shot, but Bullet Club, I say they're going to retain. I'm just curious to see who's going to take the titles off them. Because I'm thinking it's probably going to be the Guns again, because the Guns just re-signed.
Yeah.
With Impact. So it's probably going to be them. But we shall see. We got Deonna Purrazzo versus Gisele Shaw with Jai Vital and Savannah Evans in her corner. It is very weird to see Deonna Purrazzo as a babyface. It's very weird.
Yeah.
It's very weird that the virtuosa, because she's a damn good heel.
Yeah.
Damn good heel.
Somebody did that because Gisele Shaw was very believable.
Yeah, and the fact that Deonna Purrazzo helped Mickie James out.
Yeah.
Nobody saw that coming.
Yeah.
But they trying to do something with Gisele Shaw. They really, honestly, they really need to do something with Savannah Evans.
Instead of her just being the bodyguard, right?
Because that was Tasha. I think she was the muscle for Tasha Steeles. Now she pretty much the muscle for Gisele Shaw.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I got to see her because she's a Wildcat girl. So I got to see her for the Wildcat show. Had that same look. I mean, they could do something with her.
Yeah.
She's bad. She got the look. She got the gear.
Yeah.
And they need to, you know, they could put her in the front. I think she'd be a damn good knockouts champion. But like I said, I don't know what the future's gonna hold for Purrazzo as a baby face, so I don't see her picking up the win. I think she's not going to get all those the knockouts of the year and the wrestler of the year and all those attributes she had when she was heel. Because, you know, some heels need to stay heel.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I'm going to say that again. Some heels need to stay heel, especially when they've been good at it, and then when they flip. You know, it's kind of hard to. You know, it's kind of hard to be like, really.
Yeah. Especially after being healed for so long. Yeah.
Right. Cause look how many times we had to believe Ric Flair when he kept doing it.
Yeah.
Hey, one man he. One
like man. It don't matter, you know.
Right. Yeah. One man to heal. Woman to baby face? All right, we don't know.
Yeah.
Next match. I think this one's going to steal it. X Division Championship on the line. Trey Miguel defending against Lince Dorado. Yes, that Lince Dorado from the WWE, former member of the Lucha House Party, and current MLW middleweight champion. Now, when he left WWE, and when he got set free, you got to see the best of him.
Yeah, because with that Lucha House Party, that was a disaster. Yeah,
I'm like, it was so bad the kids wasn't even happy with it.
Right, but that's who they were targeted with all the pinatas and all the little whatever they got, the little toys they had, and yeah, it was. The chant got old, and the whole thing got old.
Yes.
So,
yeah. And they all paid for it.
But
once he got set free, we really got to see how good he really is.
Right.
Like I said, he's the current MLW middleweight champion coming in against Trey Miguel. You gonna see it. You gonna see some high flying. You gonna see some crazy stuff. And that's one of them. That's the hard to pick match. I wouldn't mind seeing an upset, and Lince Dorado win.
I wouldn't mind seeing that either.
I would not be surprised, but you know, Trey Miguel, that's that X Division guy. That's the guy they seem to focus the X Division around.
Right.
I would just love to see all three rackles back together. I would love it. Because I know Trey and Wentz did some matches together recently for some indie shows.
Mm-hmm. So,
but I would love to see it, all three of them together. I'm, like I said, I'm disappointed all three of them didn't go to WWE together.
Yeah, I think that was supposed to happen, but I think Trey wanted to stay in Impact.
I mean, he wanted to be his own man. I get it.
Yeah.
And like I said, nothing wrong with that. I mean, you never know. He might show up one day.
Yeah. Reunite with Wes. Yeah.
It just might happen. Like I said, this is the pick-em match. And it's hard.
Right.
But, you know, Jim Miguel's hot right now. He's been on the road. He's been going through them. So I'm going to stick with the champion. We got a busted open match.
Huh.
Exactly.
Let me guess.
A busted open match. Which if I had to guess, I'm assuming it's First Blood.
Yep, busted open. First Blood match, yeah.
I'm assuming that's what that is. I'm about to get that clarified before I proceed here.
But the match itself.
Well, you think, but no, there's only two people that can do this match. Two people that actually be on Busted Open Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Dreamer, Bully Ray.
Yep.
If you've seen the promos that they've been having for the past few months leading into this, golden.
I mean, it got super personal. He talked about Beulah. Bully just on another level. Tommy too.
Yes.
Gotta give Tommy.
Yes. And just think, he shouldn't. What happened when they did the Dark Side of the Ring episode? They let him go for a while.
Yeah.
And they brought him back. Because he's pretty much, just like he was the heart and soul of ECW, he's pretty much the heart and soul of Impact.
Yeah.
Because a lot of that talent look up to him.
Yeah.
And he still liked doing it.
Yep.
And you got these two dudes there. I mean, they got to the point where, you know, Tommy Dream was crying.
Yeah.
Bully Ray was called. I mean, Bully Ray talked down to him like he was garbage.
Yes. He talked about, you know, he's still trying to put his body on the line for the business. You know, said, tell them this ain't ECW no more and all this other stuff. And, yeah, they know each other very well. So,
yes.
You know, when people work together and know each other, it's going to be good.
Yeah, some things, it's just magic.
Yeah.
Now, I got to ask you about Bully Ray. Former, you know, he was what, two-time world champ, two-time Impact world champion?
Yeah.
I would just always wonder, what if Bully Ray, right now, went back to WWE as Bully Ray?
It has to be the right situation.
Was leading to my next question. Who would be the right situation for him? I got a thought on that though.
Okay.
Even if it's short term. Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
Now remember, he fought him as Bubba Ray.
Yeah.
But he ain't never fought him as Bully Ray.
Right. He has to be that right person.
I mean, it could be a one off or two off. But if he comes back, like I say, right situation, bringing that guy. That'll be a good one.
I could see him with Cody. because, you know, he'll talk about, you know, he talks about his dad a lot.
Yep.
So,
and he could talk, and Cody could always bring up how, you know, he imitate my dad move.
Yep.
Man, yeah, I'm talking about you the biggest gimmick stealer that is.
Right.
I mean, cause you steal from Dusty, you stole from Stan Hansen.
Yep. All this the Who and One Man Gang, he did the same thing. Yeah. But instead of throwing the horns up, he had a fist he threw up.
Right. Yeah, but this gonna be brutal.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be some blood is gonna flow. It ain't just gonna be like a nick or a cut. No, they gonna be bleeding.
So I will tell you, they probably ain't gonna tell you. Viewer discretion might be advised on this one.
As JR said, you're going to see their epidermis all over them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, it's going to be wild.
I don't see nobody winning this one. This going to beat the hell out of each other and call it a day. It's this far from over. Even if somebody do come out on top, this far from done.
It's not over yet. Even if they, you know, normally matches like that end fuse, but that's not
no. It's only the beginning.
Man, they used to that. Yeah.
So we can coin flip on that one. Y'all decide on that one. I'm gonna say the winner gonna be the fans on this one.
Right. Exactly.
So if you wearing white and you sit in the front, I would advise you to put a cover on. But pretend it's a Gallagher show.
Right.
Put a garbage bag on top of him. Because the blood juice is probably going to flow.
Flow. Oh, it's definitely going to do that. No question.
We got the Impact Knockouts Championship on the line. They running it back. Mickie James, Jordynne Grace.
Man, did you see Jordynne Grace's transformation?
I was just about to get into that. What are your thoughts on that?
Ooh, girl, that girl there, I mean, she changes up every time I see her. She is real. She go from cut to rip to like super rip.
Yeah, I gotta say this.
Super rip.
I miss the Thick Mama Pump version of her.
Yeah, when her and Scott was there.
Yep. That's the version.
Yeah, that's
the version I missed of her. Actually, but you know she's into the bodybuilding, getting to the bodybuilding world. I mean, but it's like you blinked and look at her now.
Right.
I'm like,
I mean, she got muscles in places. I didn't know she had places.
I was like, because you could tell she was losing weight. She was getting smaller.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was showing her transformation of her body.
Yeah.
And congratulations to her, Deonna Purrazzo, and Camille. The NWA World's Women Champion, they went up to meet with a AAA promotion and represented Team USA and won.
Okay. Cool.
So you had the NWA teaming up with the, because they had NWA, you had Impact, you had just AAA promotions.
Mm-hmm.
And Team USA for the women's side won. So definitely congratulations to them.
Right.
I'm looking, how long Mickie James gonna keep going?
I guess until she, well, we thought she was gonna end it when that retirement back, supposedly. But I think she changed her mind on it. I don't think she's gonna retire until she get ready.
Yeah, because once she loses it, she's done.
Yeah.
Because I really thought Masha Slamovich was going to take it, but how funny is that? She's the new GCW World Champion.
I was like, wow. I said, they're going to put this. Nothing against Masha, but I'm saying they just, so they put a heavyweight title on anybody.
See, that GCW, so, yeah, I can believe it.
Yeah.
I can believe that. I mean, and, you know, you didn't really see too many people complaining about that. Well, I mean, Nick. Yeah, I mean, Nick Gage was champion.
Well, Tessa Blanchard, yeah, she was Impact World Champion too. So yeah, anybody can do it. So.
And like I said, if Nick Gage was willing to do it, that shows a lot about him. And you know, he pretty much, that's pretty much GCW. I mean, he don't own it, but he's pretty much the man over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was willing to job for her.
Yeah.
I got to give him props for that.
He even raised a hand, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure he going to win it back, but you know, like when she won it, you know, it was just like, okay, she did it.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe they have a female with one of their deathmatch titles. If I'm not mistaken. I mean, a lot of women going there. The women over there don't play.
They're going after deathmatch belts. Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
Changed a lot. Yeah.
I mean, does Jordynne Grace really need the title back right now?
Nah. I mean, the way Mickey's going right now, I don't see that happening. I don't see her beating Mickey.
You know who should take the title off of her? Gail Kim.
Well, she thinks she can come back and
nah, if it's Mickey James's last match and they know she's leaving, let Gail Kim take the title off of her. I think it'll mean more, mm-hmm. considering they have history.
Yeah.
I think it will mean more. Because they're not really, I mean, they pushing people in the knockout division. But I think if I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out against somebody that I've had a history with, you know. Cause you never know, Gil. He might get that itch. He get a little short term run.
Right.
I'm sure she probably can still go.
It's just like with Trish right now.
Yep.
You know, talking about she may work all the way to SummerSlam. That's a long time.
Yeah.
That's
a good
Trish
5-6.
You know Trish missed that.
Yeah.
She missed.
And Aaliyah missed it. That's why they put the belt on her.
Aaliyah missed it. Trish missed it. And now she's going to work with Becky?
And you know, when she had that match with Charlotte, it was golden.
Yeah.
Now you going to come back and run it with Becky?
Mm-hmm. So they losing the titles soon, then. If that's the case, then they losing the titles soon.
Because Ronda screwed up the plans from that Mania.
Yeah, so. According to them, they said her and Shane are gonna end up in that little fatal four way tag at WrestleMania. Yeah.
They better.
So she wanna win those titles, yeah. And then that'll start the Trish and Becky feud.
Right.
But they said Trish supposed to turn on them in their match. So yeah. Yeah, probably Lita gonna like, what you doing or whatever, you know. She probably gonna hit her and lead her. So
now, being as Trish, is she a better heel or baby face?
Oh, when she was a heel, she was ruthless, dude.
Yeah,
being baby face, you know that's cause she was eye candy, you know.
Yeah, when she
at
was
at the time, this was the testing album.
Yes, that's what I was just about to say.
Yeah, but when she went with Christian and all that. Oh my God, she was ruthless.
Cause remember when she won the women's title at Survivor Series, nobody saw that coming.
Mm-mm.
Nobody saw it coming, and that just that spiraled her on. For her to have a great career.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, back to this knockout championship match. I mean, until I see different, like I said, Jordynne Grace don't need it. Especially if she's out, you know, focusing her body on, you know, doing a lot of the bodybuilding competition stuff like that. Yeah, she really don't need it. That probably, you know, kind of slow her process down. So yeah, I see Mickey James retaining. I just want to know who are they gonna bring in to take the title off of her. See, this would be a good time. This would have been a good time for Tessa Blanchard to come back. Scott D'Amore is the president of Impact Wrestling now. Call her. Mm-hmm.
And you also want Mercedes as well.
Yeah, yeah, she's a free agent.
Yeah, she said she's going to wherever the bag is.
Yep.
So she said she'll work for anybody. She said, you know, pretty much like what MJF is now.
Yep.
You know, to the highest bidder. Yep. They said she got offers all over the place. Yeah. Cause she said she want to wrestle, and don't be surprised she be at Forbidden Door.
Yeah, oh no, I see that. I see her and Jamie Hayter. But here's the problem with that. Who gonna take the fall?
Exactly. They probably, you think the title gonna be on the line or not?
Probably. Depending on whose title's on the line, gonna determine who going over. And 9 times out of 10, the IWGP Women's title gonna be on the line, cause that's the newer title.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I would not be shocked she go Forbidden Door. She just need to do something with that hairstyle though. That's when you leave your fruit out.
No,
that's when you leave your fruit out for a long time and it mildew. That's what that is. That is, what in the bad fruit mildew is this?
Yeah. I thought there was like a rotten peacock or something
Mm-mm.
on the head.
All right, bud. Hey, she rocking with it.
Yeah.
But quick on that, I'm kind of disappointed how they did Kyrie.
Yeah, I believe she shouldn't have won that on her first night. She should have got beat and then worked her way to getting the title.
Because Kyrie had just won it, and you took it off of her. Now I understand this. I understand why they did it.
Shock value.
Shock value, money. I get it, and you know a lot of. People gonna start challenging her.
Mm-hmm.
I know she got a challenge. I know one of the Japanese female talents challenged her for the title, so she's gonna be busy.
Yeah. They're gonna be at one of the strong shows, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we have a 6-man tag team match. We got Frankie Kazarian, world champion Josh Alexander, and Rich Swann versus the Time Machine, the Motor City Machine Guns, and Kushida. That's going to be a good one.
That may also steal it as well.
Even with Kazarian in the match.
Yeah.
And another guy, you know, I think caught a resurgence when he went back to Impact Wrestling.
Kazarian is what you call a veteran, so a true veteran in the game. So,
yeah, I remember when he was Frankie the Future.
Frankie the Future was wrestling on Velocity, and yeah.
I remember he was just Cash, then he was Suicide.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, he was a first ever always tag team champion with Scorpio Sky. And what happened to Scorpio Sky?
Man, he just ain't been seen. Yeah, I ain't. It's like they forgot about him.
I'm like, after he lost the TNT title, like, he went, like, he just faded into obscurity.
Yeah. He ain't even been on bar.
Nope. He just straight up disappeared. Yeah. But yeah, this is definitely going to be a good one. And Kushida, you know, he came through from that horrible WWE career.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Let me say again in case you missed it. That horrible WWE career.
Yeah.
Everybody know New Japan is his house. Man been a 6-time junior heavyweight champion. 2-time junior tag team champ with Alex Shelley. So they know each other. The Town Splitters.
Right. And they had them on NXT, which I said, man, they need to sign Shelley and him as a team.
Yep. Did you even remember him? Did you even remember he was cruiserweight champion?
Nope. Didn't he beat who he beat for that belt? Wasn't it Jordan Devlin? When he was Jordan Devlin at the time?
I believe so.
With JD Madonna? Yeah.
Let's find out. Mr. Vince T. Cruiserweight Champion. Let's see. He beat Santos Escobar.
Santos Escobar, okay.
When he was El Hijo del Fantasma.
Okay, I got you.
And he won it right when they was getting ready to merge it, because he won it, then Roderick Strong won it, then Carmelo Hayes won it.
Yeah.
And when they unified. Yeah, because Jordan Devlin had it when it was still the WWE.
Yeah.
In a sense. Because he wanted that Worlds Collide.
Yeah.
And he beat Angel Garza for it. But like again, a lot of people say, you know, you should go to WWE, just that. But WWE not for everybody.
No.
Especially when you can't go in and be what you're known for.
Yeah, because you got a clean slate when you go to WWE. Just like, for example, Dragon Lee. He going to have a clean slate. I'm surprised they're keeping him, Dragon Lee.
I think Triple H gets it. Stop bringing these dudes in with these name changes.
Yeah.
This how people know them. I'm a little concerned about this. Because I don't think he's gonna be North American champion right away. If you're gonna bring him in with all this hype, you would think he's gonna instantly win the championship.
Right.
But I think if he does do it, him and Wes Lee gotta go one on one.
Oh yeah.
If he gonna beat him one on one.
Yeah.
Let him have a series of matches for it. Let him have a good, it don't even have to be a heel babyface thing, just two competitors. And again, just like Wes Lee. Mm-hmm. Once Wentz left, we all probably thought he was done.
Yeah. But I guess they know that, like, you know, this ain't your fault or whatever, you know, so.
Because they just probably looked at him as a tag team wrestler.
Yeah.
And he met all expectations.
Well, hell. Was he a real good wrestler? He a good talent.
He a damn good wrestler. And on top of that, he young. Because let me tell you something. For those who don't remember, that Desmond Xavier was a long time ago.
Right.
that was a long time ago. You probably saying, well, who's Desmond Xavier? Go back to the way back to Impact.
When they were the Rascals, yeah.
Even before then, when he just had a regular head, he didn't even have twists in his head.
Had that big little
fro
looking,
yeah. Big fro, and he had a show for a while. Go back to when the Radicals didn't even exist, and he was coming in, you know, making a name for himself, and just watch the difference.
Had that mushroom fro, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just watch the difference, because I'm glad when he went to NXT, you know, they pounced on them right away. So I was glad about that. I think at some point, I think Wentz might come back.
Yeah.
Just let it. I mean, I think it didn't die down long enough. Bring him back and let him feud with Wes.
Yeah.
And bring the story to life. Come by left. You didn't call me. You didn't do this. You didn't do that.
Yeah.
Make it interesting. And you put them two against each other.
Mm-hmm.
See, title or no title. Straight show stealer.
Right.
Straight show stealer. But, yeah, everybody, that was our predictions for Impact Wrestling Sacrifice. Like I said, it is tomorrow night, which will be March 24th. It's the 23rd as of this recording. So whenever you get to listen to it, make sure you listen to it before the show starts. And not after, because it'll be kind of pointless.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make sure I get it out tonight. Right there on YouTube. And again, before we get out of here, I gotta say thank y'all. We have hit 8,000 subscribers. We almost to 10. We getting there.
Man, already. That's good.
We are getting there. So I definitely appreciate that support. Matter of fact, let's see exactly where we at number wise. We are at 8,029 subscribers.
All
right. I mean, the views are growing on all of the Bad Superman content. So, you know, keep showing the love.
Sure.
Keep showing up love. Tell a friend. It seemed like y'all like the throwback editions a lot. But see, probably a lot of y'all didn't get a chance to listen to it before we came to YouTube. So that's definitely a plus for y'all. Because you're getting from the beginning. And we're going to work our way up. So y'all definitely love the throwback edition. So we're going to keep, as long as we on, we're going to keep rocking on with it.
Right.
Let's see. Anything you want to tell the people before we roll out?
Yeah, we got standard deliver predictions too, right? Yeah. We got standard deliver.
Yeah, but is that next week? Yeah, we'll have. Yep. That's next week. We'll have Stand and Deliver. We'll have Super Card of Honor. I believe Card of Honor is that Friday. So yeah, we'll have Super Card of Honor. We'll have Stand and Deliver. We'll have WrestleMania.
If y'all in the California area, go and support those shows.
Yeah, support all those indie shows that they're advertising is gonna be all over California.
Right.
Yeah, if you ever been to a WrestleMania, you'll know what I'm talking about. You know, I did two in New Orleans. You know, I did, you know, other shows at the smaller venues. Got to see Ring of Honor. You know, got to see, you know, Wildcat participate. I mean, go check them out. If you can't even afford to go to WrestleMania, the fact that you just there.
Right.
I mean, so support the other. I mean, I'm sure Impact Wrestling is going to be there. I'm sure probably New Japan probably going to be there. A lot of the California-based promotions probably going to be there. And it probably gonna cost you nothing.
Right. And then it make history for yourself, like I did when I went to the Super Card of Honor show in New Orleans, the first time setting foot in the UNO Lakefront Arena. Historic building.
Yes. Definitely historic building. So yeah, like I said, if you can't go to Mania, support those shows. Them shows know about $10-$15 a show, maybe even that, depending on the company. And you never know who might show up.
Yeah.
You never know.
We see a lot of surprises.
Yes. So, like I said, there's probably going to be a lot of them going to be on a lot of the college campuses, a lot of smaller venues. All you got to do is just Google the itinerary for WrestleMania weekend and just choose.
Right.
I mean, they be having shows all late, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning.
And you know, that didn't stop till 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was a damn good show. Got to see Cody and Kenny Omega.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And that's the only reason I went to that show. Just to see that match. Cause either was Ring of Honor or NXT. Both was the same. And I said, I got to see this. Already did. Seen NXT shows. Now I got to see this.
Right.
That's one of them once in a lifetime.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but all you got to do is Google it. And we'll just watch how long that list going to be. I mean, like I said, you was down there for the last WrestleMania in Texas. I sent you the itinerary.
Yeah.
And all of them was was close by. Mm-hmm. Some was in Arlington. Some was in Fort Worth. Probably had to go a little further. Dallas, 10, 15 minutes away.
Arlington and Irving, and all over.
Uh-huh. So go out, have a good time. Like I said, I'm gonna keep saying it. Support, support, support.
Right.
And with that said, excuse me, got choked up just thinking about it. But like I said, next week we got a lot to talk about.
Oh yeah.
So get ready. Get ready, get set, because we going hard. But as always, team support Bad Superman TV right here on YouTube. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, tell a friend. Keep it going. Let's hit 10,000.
We'll definitely hit 10,000.
And who knows what I might do for that. I might do a giveaway. Who knows? Might do some. I still have those commemorative titles. Mm-hmm. That was a long time ago, but didn't do it. I didn't expect your channel to grow as much as it did.
Right.
I might do that. Might get one of those away. Who knows?
Y'all stay tuned. Yeah.
Stay tuned. Let's hit the 10K and we'll see where it goes. But until then, thank you guys for listening to the Gets Now Podcast Throwback Edition. We'll be out this weekend, so make sure you check it out. With that said, we out of here.
Peace.